control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. On the way here, if we get a chance, Mark, you've got 10 tips to help people with the weather, right? To help them predict the weather. Is that right?
That's what it says.
Kind of an interesting,
actually 11 tips.
Helpful little article. We'll get to that story here, hopefully. And but first, from SteveOlson.com, Steve-Olson.com, a man who was inspired, I think, by listening to Free Talk Live here, actually, because he sent me this via email to alert me to the fact that he had posted it online. And the question he asked is, when did America become a nation of frightened wimps? He starts with the famous quote from Benjamin Franklin, and that is that it's the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority. Too bad they don't teach that in government schools.
Well, they teach you that Einstein said it, too.
Is that right?
Yes.
They didn't teach me that. Anyway, when did America become a nation of frightened wimps? When did we cross the line from courage to cowardice? Was it sometime in the 1990s? After the Oklahoma City bombing? After the Columbine shootings? After 9/11? When did we decide to allow the police to smash into private homes without knocking and identifying themselves? That was recently. I can answer that question. That was this year. The Supreme Court came up with a decision that said that the police no longer really have to identify themselves when they're smashing into your home. They can maybe just yell it out real quick before they bust down your door. There's no more waiting period. They used to have to wait for you to come to the door, give you a chance to answer it. They don't have to do that anymore. He says, recently in the suburb I live in, a special police force dressed in black Nazi-style uniforms busted into a suburban home without warning and dragged a school teacher out of her home with an automatic weapon at the back of her head. They forced her to the ground, handcuffed her, and hauled her away while neighbors watched. They did it without a warrant and without consequence. Why? Well, it was just a misunderstanding. And that's precisely why we need checks in place to avoid misunderstandings and abuses. The police chief said at the time, quote, "When we realized it was a mistake, we all had a good laugh."
Oh, God. How do you suppose the school teacher felt about it all?
I guess he doesn't care. He thought it was funny. If a group of unidentified men was dragging his wife away at gunpoint, I wonder if he would still think that was funny. When did we decide it was okay to strip search an old lady at an airport because the pin in her hip set off a metal detector? When did we decide it was too risky to take a cup of coffee on an airplane? When did we decide it was reasonable to make a nursing mother drink her own breast milk to prove she's not a terrorist? When we impose such extreme levels of security, haven't the terrorists already won? Haven't we willingly given our freedom to the government and the terrorists in the name of security? When did we decide it was okay for policemen in combat boots with German shepherds to patrol high school hallways? Even worse than that, not only are they patrolling, but they're also raiding high schools. It was a story out of South Carolina a couple of years ago about a police raid that was done in the halls of a South Carolina high school, and kids had guns pointed at their heads as their bags were rummaged through by police. By the way, police didn't find any drugs in that raid, which, of course, was the point. They thought they had cornered some high school drug dealers, and they had them now. Instead, all they did was scare a bunch of kids and make them wonder why they ever trusted the police. When did we decide to allow routine police roadblocks? Why weren't we outraged? When did we decide it was too dangerous for our children to ride their bikes to school? When did we decide that it was okay for the government to seize property without a trial, without due process, at the whim of a government agency? Well, that would be the Kelo versus New London court decision. When did we decide that our government had a right to the fluids inside our own bodies, or a right to the very breath in our lungs? When did we decide that it was the accused's responsibility to prove they hadn't been breaking the law? When did we decide that drug testing high school students was reasonable? Hell, why is it reasonable to drug test anyone ever? Why would anybody, for any reason, have the right to invade your body without your permission? That's a great question. Because it's okay if you've given them permission. If you, for instance, sign an employment agreement where you are telling the employer, yes, I will allow you to drug test me periodically, well, then you've given your consent. But when it's the government that's getting involved in drug testing and mandatory high school drug testing and that sort of thing, it's pretty out of control. When did we decide to give 10-year prison sentences to adolescents for having sex with each other? Was it before or after we decided to put them in jail for smoking cigarettes and drinking beer? If my memory serves me correctly, when I was a teenager, almost everyone that I knew either was doing it or wanted to do it? Why did we make what is biological and natural criminal? When did we decide it's too risky for 20-year-olds to drink, but reasonable for them to kill and die overseas? Does that make sense to anyone? 800-259-9231 if you want to answer any of this gentleman's
really
questions.
Great article.
That's 1-800-259-9231. He says, we've justified every one of these injustices by claiming that it was necessary to preserve health and safety. Well, I say BS. What is the point in being a safe slave? I think we crossed the line somewhere between 1984 and 1988, around the time when we outlawed lawn darts, and every minivan in America had a baby on board sign. While lawn darts and baby on board signs may seem trivial, they were warning signs of a mass shift in American values. A shift away from freedom and liberty as predominant values to health and safety as predominant values. Except the interesting thing is, as an aside, that if you have freedom and liberty, you will have health and safety. That's inevitable because
that's what people want, and that's right. What the market will provide.
If you're looking to government to provide you with health and safety, then you're just going to end up being a slave, as he points out. There will be no end to the loss of freedom if we believe being in health and safety. If we believe being healthy and safe trumps all else. I believe there was a day when most Americans accepted that life was risky. They accepted that bad things can happen to good people, and they accepted that risk was an inherent part to being free. They didn't need a new law or government program every time something bad happened. It's so sad to watch our freedom slowly disappear in front of our eyes with so few people taking action. He says, but I have hope. I sense a shift. Something is blowing in the wind. I can smell it and I can feel it. I can see it in young people. A move away from authoritarianism. In fact, we talked earlier tonight about a very disturbing study done on Americans by ABC News that found that 71% of Americans like the idea of increased government surveillance of public spaces. But it was interesting when they broke the numbers down by demographics and that sort of thing, that there was about 20%, about 19-20% more. It was something like 80% of old people, 65 and up, favored more cameras, while only around 60% of young people, people under the age of 35, supported more cameras. Just found that kind of interesting, and maybe that's what he's sort of feeling here, that, you know, the young people in America are moving away from authoritarianism. Then he mentions Free Talk Live. He says, like, the people that run Free Talk Live, one of the most popular podcasts in the world, the Free Talk Live crew makes no apologies and pulls no punches in their love for freedom. They tell it like it is. Finally, finishes up with another quote from Benjamin Franklin, he who gives up freedom for safety deserves neither. And, of course, that's absolutely accurate as well. But, unfortunately, that's the direction we're going in this country. Doesn't that bother you? Haven't you noticed this trend? Or have you been completely oblivious to it? Has all this increase in government control and government power and government influence and invasiveness in our lives, has that just fallen by the wayside in your mind?
And is it even keeping us free? When we tell kids that they're not allowed to run at recess or play tag because they might fall down and scrape their knee, is that really keeping people safe? I mean, they're more likely to die on the way to school
in a car accident
than they are to fall down and scrape their knee and get killed at school if they're running too fast.
On the school bus with no seatbelts?
Right. All these crazy safety features on everything. I mean, everything has to go through all these tests and get a government approval to do it when really it's not that unsafe in the first place.
Right. Does all that safety, those safety mandates that government puts on everything, does it really reduce that much risk? I mean, seriously. As you point out, driving around in a vehicle is an incredibly risky behavior. And it's entirely legal. It's also entirely necessary. You have to do it in order to get around in life, for the most part. Now, some people can ride their bikes and that sort of thing. But the bigger of an area that you live in, the more likely it is you're going to have to ride in a car at some point. And at any point you're in a car, your life's on the line. You know, should we all really be walking around in bubbles? Bubble boys?
Four people every year die from toilets. I don't know how, but they do. I mean,
my goodness.
You
preserve your life only to lose it, you know, to have it compromised.
Was there a particular point that you thought that the tide shifted towards oppression in this country? You want to share that with us? 800-259-9231, or do you still think you're free? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll keep you clued in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update this week about three brand new promos that we put on our website for people to listen to.
They're good.
It's kind of fun stuff. And the reason I make the promos is for our radio station affiliates to run during the daytime to promote the show. But I like to throw it out there to the listeners just so they can see what we've got out there. Anyway, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. It's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
We just read a blog post from one of our listeners who was asking a bunch of really important questions about when America became a nation of mama's boys, basically. But I think one of the ways to sort of rephrase all of his questions together is, when did you stop caring about freedom and liberty? When did Americans stop caring about those?
And think that we could somehow trade them for safety.
Right. Because that was really the main crux of his issue, and all these mandatory government regulations that have been placed on us in the name of safety and in the name of health and in the name, and of course it all erodes the liberty quotient that we have in this country. Was there a certain point at which that you just forgot about the whole liberty and freedom thing, or just stopped caring, or did you ever care in the first place? 800-259-9231. And let's actually go to a story out of the Santa Cruz Sentinel from Freedom, California, of all places. They have a Freedom, California.
Did not know that.
A Freedom dog owner bit and coughed up more than $100 when her mail carrier allegedly blackmailed her.
Mm-hmm.
According to the U.S. Postal Service, letter carrier Carolyn Mayula, who's 49, told the Freedom woman earlier this summer that she'd been bitten by her dog. If the resident didn't want her dog reported, the letter carrier told the resident to hand over $700, according to Dan Mihalko, spokesbureaucrat for the U.S. Postal Service Office of the Inspector General. Malua, the letter carrier for the past 3 years, was arrested on her at her Freedom home last week on suspicion of extortion. She was also put on suspension without
arrested
pay.
Arrested for suspicion of extortion?
Apparently so, yes.
Strange.
She was also put on suspension without pay by the Postal Service. Mikalo said, you just can't do stuff like that, adding the extortion allegation is unusual for the Postal Service. Yeah, typically the postal carriers just steal your mail. They don't usually go so far as to blackmail.
Not most of them. Most of them do a fine job.
I didn't say most of them do. I said typically they steal your mail. If there's a crime being committed by a Postal Service
employee. If there is a crime being committed by a postal employee, it's likely the pilfering of mail.
The scheme started in late spring, Mihalko said, when the bureaucrat apparently told the dog's owner that she'd been bitten by the pet, something that didn't actually turn out to be true. It was just a lie from the carrier. Since mail delivery is temporarily stopped and then altered if a letter carrier is attacked by a customer's animal, Mayula promised to not report the phony attack if the dog's owner paid up. The owner then gave the letter carrier about $100. However, she wasn't able to come up with the rest of the money, and then the bureaucrat withheld her mail.
Oh my God, now that's where the problem came in.
By her taking that action?
Yeah, withholding the mail.
Right, because then the customer reported the problem to the post office, and sheriff's detectives arrested the bureaucrat. It's apparently unlikely that she will face federal charges for not delivering the customer's mail, officially an obstruction of correspondence, because the extortion charge will be prosecuted locally. And the arrested bureaucrat was unavailable for comment.
So what's your issue? By the way, Freedom, California is halfway between Santa Cruz and Castroville. The artichoke capital of the world.
Good to know. Good to know. Well, the issue, of course, is the Postal Service. We're talking about freedom issues and liberty and what happened. When did Americans forget about liberty and freedom? And, well, the Postal Service has sort of always been in our lives. It's one of those government programs that we've all taken for granted. We all believe it needs to be there. We all think that it's really important that the Postal Service is there. I mean, in fact, if you were to ask people about government programs that they wanted to have stick around, the Postal Service might come up. I mean, we all know they're slow and inefficient, and it's awful whenever you go to a Postal Service location to try to buy stamps or ship a package or something like that. Most people understand that the Postal Service generally kind of sucks, but they still feel like it's necessary. They still feel like, well, it costs you $8 to ship a package with UPS, whereas you can send it for $4 with the Postal Service. So why would I want to go to UPS? I mean, beyond the fact that you get tracking and you get insurance and all the other wonderful features that you get with FedEx and DHL and all those guys. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons to choose their services, but there's that price point that's really persuasive to Americans.
Now, you know, the Postal Service, probably not the biggest, most egregious abuser as far as the government goes, but yeah, the post office, they kind of cook the books as far as how it is that they manage to send these packages. Like most post office land is, you know, it's owned by the government.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, they don't have to pay rent in the same way that UPS or FedEx or has to pay rent on their locations.
That's correct.
They don't have that particular overhead, and that's a huge overhead. So the post office is able to run the black by not including all of their overhead in their books. They don't have their pension, the post office's pension plan. That's not
I believe that is taxpayer supported.
Yeah, that's taxpayer supported. It's not part of the post office's books.
And they have more bureaucrats than the military does.
Yes, there's a whole bunch of them. And the question I would like to ask you is, now, why, this is communism, this is, making everything equal. Why should I pay for 39 cents or whatever it is to send a first-class letter, to send it from here to Toby's house, 39 cents.
A few miles away.
A few blocks away. Yeah. It costs the same amount as if I sent it from here to Anchorage. Look. It
That's
costs
silly.
More money to get a letter from here to Anchorage. If you
right.
want to write somebody in Anchorage, you should pay more to send something there.
And really,
I'm sorry. And if it's just sending it across town, it doesn't cost as much. You
right.
shouldn't have to pay 39 cents.
Who is it that, I mean, who really sends letters anymore anyways?
A lot of people
Luddites. I mean, besides Luddites in America.
I probably mail 2 or 3 letters a week.
Okay. But really, for the most part, as far as the mail that I receive from the post office,
junk.
Most of it's junk.
Oh, yeah.
Most of it is bulk rate.
That's because you have a mailbox, and they send it to resident. If you don't have a mailbox and you just have a post office box, not a post office box, but a you get one of those mailbox stores, you do not get junk mail there unless you've ended up on a list somehow.
Right. Well, they'll filter it out for you. I mean, in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the question is, what do we really need the post office for anyway? These
right.
days?
It's real. It really is just an advertising delivery system.
I get some bills,
right?
But then again, the power company sends by a meter reader every single month to read my meter. Why can't they just tap out a bill at that point and print it out and put it on my front porch?
They could.
There's all kinds of other ways that the market could organize itself in order to provide these bills that we need to pay to us.
And absolutely true. And the government putting laws in place that says that somebody can't use the mailbox at your house. Because
it's federal property.
Federal property. Hold on. No, it's not.
I went
to Home Depot, and I bought that thing myself. I put the numbers on it. I stuck it in the ground. When the hell did it become federal property?
As soon as you did all that.
Who do these people that pass these laws think they are? Get your laws out of my mailbox. I paid for that thing, and if I want somebody to stick some something in it, they should be allowed to.
Now, this is a bit of a thought experiment, I'm sure, for a lot of our listeners. How it is that you think that the marketplace could take over the Postal Service's role? Because inevitably, people will want to send letters to one another, and there will be things that need to be sent through the mail. What would the marketplace do in order to help facilitate that and keep costs low? Because right now, there's one major reason why UPS and FedEx aren't in that game. We'll tell you coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled SACROWEDGY.com or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Most accidents occur between 3 and 5 p.m., but how about really bad accidents? Here's a hint. Paul Revere could have been a victim. I won't leave you in the dark, because when we come back, I'll tell you.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Take it from Paul Revere, midnight rides are risky. Although our byways are busiest during rush hours, more than twice as many fatal accidents occur between midnight and 2 a.m. While a major contributor is driving after late-night partying, night vision is also a factor. For a safe midnight ride, make sure that your lights are working, windshield's clean, and headlight aim is properly adjusted. Because drivers blinded by your improperly focused headlights could add to the highway death toll. Oh, yes, if you're drinking, don't forget to designate a driver. I'm Bobby Likas. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away that we do ask you voluntarily support the show by heading over and... Don't voluntarily support the show. I'll tell you about the AMP program later. But what we do ask is that you visit the site and enjoy it, because it's all for free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version as well. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. We're talking about the Postal Service. What started all of this was a story out of Santa Cruz about about a Postal Service bureaucrat who extorted $100 from one of the people on her route. Because I guess she noticed a dog in the yard. She told the person in the house that she was bit by the dog and she wanted $700 or else she was going to report it. The person paid $100 and then she reported the bureaucrat and she's been arrested.
Now, the bureaucrat had a bite wound, right?
No.
So she wasn't bit?
No, she just told the woman that. Your dog bit me.
Wow.
Pay up or else. Anyway, that brought us to a conversation about the Postal Service in general and whether or not it's even necessary. And some people would say, well, how else are we going to get stuff shipped across the country for such low, low prices? And the fact is, there's one major reason why UPS, FedEx, DHL, and everybody else in the private package delivery business isn't involved in sending first-class mail. And that reason is, very simply, that the government has a monopoly.
Yeah, they've passed a law that says that you absolutely can't compete against the post office for first-class mail, less than a buck.
Right. If I, Mark, go to you and say, okay, I'm heading over to Toby's house. Do you want me to take a letter over there for you? And you give me less than a dollar in order to do that. Technically, I am delivering a package for less than first-class mail for less than a dollar, and I could be prosecuted for that. Now, no one's really going to know about that.
Unlikely.
But if UPS and FedEx all of a sudden open up a new branch of their
business that allows you to send envelopes, just regular letter-size envelopes, for less than a dollar, they're violating federal law, and they can be prosecuted for it.
Right. I mean, you know, I'm fine. Let's cut the post office loose completely. They've already turned it in sort of a quasi-government organization, and they, you know, they're sort of semi-private in some ways.
Yeah.
But we, the taxpayers, pay their... pay their pensions. Well, we shouldn't be doing that. Look, all the other companies out there in the world manage to pay the pensions of their employees and former employees. Why can't the post office?
Right. Now, my question earlier was, well, what are some of the ways you might think that the marketplace could handle first-class mail delivery in the absence of the post office? Because the other reason why it's so difficult for UPS and FedEx, beyond the fact that they're prohibited from delivering mail under a dollar, why is it, you might ask yourself, well, why aren't they doing it for a buck, you know, a dollar one? Why aren't they offering the same service for that amount of money? Well, you know, it's
who's gonna send a letter. Who's going to send a first-class letter to... anywhere for a dollar one when you can send it for 39 cents.
I don't know if you could get it tracked. If it was something important, you might want to do that. You could argue there might be a slight market segment there for them. But the fact that the government has that monopoly and that they have that that taxpayer subsidized lower price, it just makes it not worth their while to get into.
Now, but, when I tell people this, they don't believe me. They cannot
about the monopoly.
About the monopoly, I tell people about it, and they're like, "No, no way. That's not that's
the government
not
passes
true.
Laws to protect themselves when it comes to." Gambling. I mean, who runs a lottery? Can you open up a lottery today? Hell no, they'll throw you in jail. The government passes all kinds of laws to make it so that they run monopolies.
But I don't think the average the average person doesn't know it.
The average person, you know, the post office is in the Constitution. People haven't lived without a post office here in the United States for a long, long time.
Right.
It's just something that they don't confront.
Actually, if you read the history of the post office, it is one of the most despicable, violent, dangerous government bureaucracies out there. They do not like competition, and Lysander Spooner, back in the 1800s, attempted to set up his own private mail service, and it was going fairly well for a little while until the Postal Service decided to get in his way and literally cracked down on him. And so it was attempted, and it was working. So there are ways this can be done, and in the absence of the Postal Service, you can better believe the marketplace is going to find ways to get mail from point A to point B. Now, I'm just off the top of my head, I've thought up a few different ways this could happen. I'd love to hear your input at 800-259-9231. Obviously, there's the pay-as-you-go system where you pay whatever postage is necessary to get the package or to get your envelope to where it needs to go. It's going to cost you more if it's going from New Hampshire to California versus New Hampshire to Massachusetts, and that's the way it should be. Of course, that's going to deter people. If the rates are higher, you can consider the current rates today subsidized to some extent. If the rates are indeed higher, that may actually discourage junk mailers, so you may actually get less junk mail. In fact, you might actually be able to sign up with a delivery company that will guarantee you no junk mail. Like, we'll only deliver you the stuff you want to get. You may have to pay a little bit more for a service like that. But, hey, what's wrong with that? Also, what about advertiser-supported mail? What if you could mail a letter for free as long as Verizon gets to slap an advertisement on it? You know, goes
or put it in an envelope with a couple of inserts or something like that.
Sure.
Now, this actually is currently happening. I mean, if you look at your Discover bill or mini bills, it includes little ads for all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
Those people are essentially subsidizing the mailer.
That's true.
So, I mean, no, this is currently happening.
It's the credit card company that's selling those ads.
Absolutely, but they're paying paying their own bill
great
that
point.
Way. So they're essentially the mail sponsors.
Right, but what if the mail company actually took up that
service? Sure, absolutely could happen.
It absolutely could. So we're just trying to think of ways that we could get rid of this intrusive, huge government bureaucracy. The Postal Service, bigger than the military, bigger than all of the branches of the military combined. It's just incredibly large, and it's incredibly wasteful.
Right. One of the reasons they're so slow and bumbly is because of their huge, gigantic size. Before the FedEx and the DHL and the other companies out there started doing overnight shipping, post office thought it was impossible, and still they won't guarantee it. I went there.
Nope.
I had no idea that they didn't guarantee it. I said, I need this there. The next day they go, oh, no, we can't guarantee that.
Like, no, but they will hire FedEx. They actually ship overnight packages. You can order an overnight package service through the Postal Service, but they just subcontract with FedEx to get that job done.
But you still don't get the guarantee.
No, if it's FedEx sent, then you will get the guarantee.
Well, apparently, whatever you dealt with
you got priority mail or something like that.
I was trying to send it.
You got bad service and no guarantee.
Right.
See, this is the thing when it comes to the post office. What difference does it make how they service you?
Yeah.
I mean, these people are essentially government employees. They're protected in the same manners. You've got to take their little government tests to get in, and you essentially have to kill someone in order to get kicked out.
Let's go to the phones. To the phone, you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jason, calling from Freedom, California, listening on KSCO. Hello, Jason.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, what a coincidence. Talking from Freedom. Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Well, it wasn't a coincidence, Jason. I specifically selected that story knowing that people could hear it. But go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, you know, you guys were talking about giving up your freedoms in exchange for protection or give up your liberty for
safety and security and all that jazz.
Exactly. And you asked when did that all start? Well, I think for Americans, I think this all started with Social Security when we decided that we're going to give you money and get these entitlements, but then we're dependent on government. And what really happened in the 1940s, which most people don't understand, is that the Social Security number really is voluntary for American citizens.
It
always has been. And paying Social Security is voluntary for American citizens. But most Americans are ignorant of this, and what really is the major consequence of this is anybody who has a Social Security number, then when they use their Social Security number, they're in the jurisdiction of the IRS. If you never got a Social Security number, the IRS could never create an account on you. You could never fill out a 1040 or a W-4 to have
taxes. It's true. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I think that you're dead on accurate as far as the time frame is concerned when America really experienced a huge shift towards away from self-sufficiency and towards more government control of their lives, and that was the so-called New Deal. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control even in these remaining moments. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website we give away, we do ask you voluntarily support us by joining the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to the program and you help us get on more radio stations across the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty. And remember, all the features on our website are free, so this is above and beyond all that. So compare our website and all the things we give away to the websites of, say, some of the other talk shows out there that want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for features you can't even access. You don't even know how good they are until you pay up. Ours is free and ours is better. FreeTalkLive.com. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on the amplifier program. Now, Mark, I did mention that we had 10 tips, weather-related tips, about how to predict the weather, right? Because you certainly don't want to count on the government to predict the weather for you.
Yes, and you've been wrong every time. It's 11 tips.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so used to 10 lists.
Yes. Well, these are kind of fun, and I didn't know them all, and I think that likely if you've been on the planet for quite a few years, you know them. But if you haven't, you've never heard these things, and so I just think it's good stuff. Check the grass for dew at sunrise. If the grass is dry, this indicates clouds or strong breezes, which can mean rain. If there's dew, it probably won't rain that day.
Really?
However, if it rained during the night, this method, not reliable.
Gotcha.
Remember the rhyme. This is number two. Remember the rhyme, red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning. Yes. I have no idea what that meant, but I did know the rhyme. Look for any sign of red in the sky, not a red sun, and it will be a bold orange or the red the majority of the time. But that
so
depends.
Sunset doesn't count.
That's those are the times to look, yeah. If you see a red sky during sunset when you're looking to the west, there's a high-pressure system that will dry air that is stirring dust particles in the air, causing the sky to look red, since prevailing front movements and jet streams, weather usually moves from west to east, see the tips. Dry air is heading towards you. So,
what's that mean?
Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in the morning, sailors take warning.
What's that mean, though? Like, what's
delight
what's
is good
dry
weather.
Air?
Yes, it's dry air.
That's a good thing.
I don't know. Am
sorry,
I a weatherman?
I don't know.
Here's
I'm
the rhyme.
Understand.
Delight is good weather.
Okay. Warning, bad weather.
Could be anything, then. I thought there was something specific, like you take warning because it's going to be rainy or something like that.
What other bad weather is there besides rain?
For a sailor, I don't know. I guess.
High winds generally come with rain, right?
Okay, fine.
I mean, you know, high winds,
winds,
I suppose.
Okay, winds, yeah.
That's it. I guess.
Got it.
All right. Look for a rainbow in the west. This is the result of the rising sun's morning rays from the east striking moisture in the west. Most major storm fronts travel from west to east, and the rainbow in the west means moisture, which can mean rain is on its way.
Rain's coming. Gotcha.
Yes. On the other hand, a rainbow in the east around the sunset means the rain is on its way out, and you can look forward to sunny days. Remember, rainbow in the morning, need for a warning.
Gotcha.
There's rhymes to go with all these.
Yeah, that's helpful. Yeah. Mnemonic.
Yes. Rainbow in the morning, need for a warning. Okay. Detect which direction the wind is blowing. If unable to immediately detect the wind's direction, throw a piece of grass in the air and watch it descend. Easterly winds can indicate an approaching storm front. Westerly winds, the opposite. Strong winds indicate high-pressure differences.
Winds coming from the west versus winds coming from the east.
Correct.
Got it.
Excuse me. Strong winds indicate high-pressure differences.
Now, this all presumes you know which way is west and east.
Generally, you know where you are.
Hopefully, you do know those things.
Sun comes up, sun goes down.
Right. That'll help. you have to be up at sunrise to know most of these things anyway, which could be a sign of advancing storm frontage. So strong winds indicate high pressure differences, which can be a sign of advancing storm fronts. Deciduous trees show the undersides of their leaves during the unusual winds, supposedly because they grow in a way that keeps
I don't know
them...
what a deciduous tree is.
Me either.
Okay. For those of you that do, this will be a helpful tip.
Well, that's part of number four, detect which direction the wind is blowing.
Oh, it helps you detect the wind.
Gotcha. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes and smell the air. Plants release their waste in a low-pressure atmosphere, generating a smell like compost and indicating upcoming rain. This is the smell before
that
rain.
Rain smell, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Which
who
I like.
Doesn't know that one.
It's
right?
Pleasant, right?
Everyone knows that one.
Swamps release methane.
Isn't that ozone? Isn't that like an ozone smell or something like that?
I think that's after a lightning strike.
Oh, okay.
I think that what you're smelling before rain is the sort of composty smell, which I've always thought was good.
If there are any meteorologists out there listening and you want to correct us idiots, feel free at 800-259-9231.
Tips for normal people to tell weather.
Right.
Swamps release methane just before a storm because of the low pressure, which leads to unpleasant smells. A proverb says, flowers smell best just before a rain. Scents are stronger in moist air associated with rainy weather.
Very good.
Six, check for humidity. Many people can feel humidity, especially in their hair. It curls up and gets frizzy. You can also look at the leaves of oak or maple trees. These leaves tend to curl in high humidity, which tends to precede a heavy rain. Number seven, watch the clouds. Clouds going in different directions, e.g. one layer going west, another one going north. Bad weather coming. Probably hail. Cumulus nimbus clouds early in the day, developing throughout the day.
Wait. Okay, clouds going to the east means bad weather.
No. Clouds going in different directions. Bad weather.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Different levels in the atmosphere?
Right.
Gotcha.
Cumulonimbus clouds early in the day, developing throughout the day. Greater chances of severe weather. Those are the big, tall,
the puffy, right. nice-looking ones.
Yeah, the ones that you always think of as clouds. Mammatus clouds formed by sinking air. Thunderstorm is dissipating, not forming. Cirrus clouds, high in the sky like long streamers. Bad weather within the next 36 hours. Alto cumulus clouds, clouds like mackerel scales. Those are little peppers in the sky. Bad weather within the next 36 hours. Old sailor's saying for these types of clouds is, mare's tails and mackerel scales, tall ships carry short sails.
You know, you are going to post this on our BBS, right?
Because this is a lot of information. Yeah, I am. But, you know, it's kind of fun.
I would have to read this a few times to really absorb it.
Oh, I have no idea all of these things. Observe animals. They're more likely to react to changes in weather pressure than
we are. That's true.
Yeah. Birds are flying high in the sky. They'll probably be fair weather. Seagulls tend to stop flying and take refuge if a storm's coming. They get quiet immediately before it rains. Cows typically lie down in a thunderstorm. Ants build their hills very steep, as if you're running around looking at ants, right? Cats tend to clean behind their ears before a rain, if this makes any sense at all. Number nine, make a campfire.
How the hell is a cat clean behind its own ears? It has to have another cat around, right?
It licks its paw and just kind of swipes at it. Make a campfire. The smoke should rise steadily. Smoke that swirls and descends is caused by low pressure. Rain on the way. Ten. Look at the moon during the night. If it's reddish or pale, dust in the air. But if the moon is bright and sharply focused, it's probably because low pressure has cleared out the dust. Low pressure means rain. So if the moon is clear, likely means rain. Also, a ring around the moon caused by light shining through clouds associated with warm fronts and moisture can indicate that the rain will probably fall within the next 3 days. And number 11, create your own prediction methods. What the hell does that mean? Methods provided.
It really was a top 10 list.
It was a top 10 list. Number 11 stinks.
Yeah, I guess that you can.
I like to watch the animals one. That's kind of fun.
No, that's a cool one. I used to watch the birds out there. I would always land in the trees right before it would rain, right in the tops of the trees. I never understood why. It seemed like a bad place to be for me.
And the suggestion that I'm going to be up at sunrise ever.
Well,
ridiculous.
Well, some of these were moon things, and yes, they weren't all sunrise. And I guess when they're saying create your own methods, they're talking about, you know, some people think they can feel the weather in their bones, right? So if their bones are aching, it's going to snow or it's going to rain or something like that. And there are people that swear by those methods.
Deciduous trees drop their leaves during the winter.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Thanks, Slim, for that one.
Yeah. All right. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
You know what turtles do during bad weather?
Yeah, what's that? No, I don't. What do they do?
Turtles often search for higher ground when a large amount of rain is expected. You will often see them in the road during this period, one to two days before the rain. So if you see a turtle in the road, live or dead, likely it's going to rain in a couple of days.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the amplifier line, unscreened. Who is this? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. This is Brian in Colorado.
Brian, what's on your mind?
Well, here we are near the end of the time, and I wanted to bring up one thing about property rights.
Okay.
The reason I want to bring it up at the end is so you don't spend a whole, 3 hours on it, because we've done that a couple times.
Thank goodness.
Good for you.
It was just something I was listening to about how, it was a guy who called in and said, Ian, you've got a silver Mercedes and a red truck, and you don't need both of those, and I need the red truck today, so I'm just going to take it. It's not your red truck, it's a red truck. That reminded me of a time back in the, 80s or maybe 70s in Sweden, I think it was, Stockholm. They had the green bikes. Have you heard of that whole idea?
Yeah, like the government bikes. They have those at colleges.
Okay. Right? Well, it might be the same thing at colleges. Because what happened was, the idea was there's a bike. You walk outside, you're doing your business in your shop, whatever. You come out there, and you grab any one of these bikes. You take it, across town, and you just leave it there. And then someone else gets it. When you come out, there's another bike there. Well, that all worked just fine, except what happened was that everybody in Stockholm loved it because, all the bikes were there, and it's this great socialist experiment and everything. But what happened was the mafias from Prague came in with pickup trucks, took them all, and then sold them on the world market.
See you tomorrow online, freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm...